Good afternoon. It's good to have the opportunity to speak here in this online Zoom meeting. And very especially, I would like to say hello to anyone who is not sure yet about salvation. So if you are here because you are interested in the Word of God, once again, I want to say that is the best thing that you can be doing right now, taking some time to listen to the message of the gospel, the good news of salvation. Well, I suggested as a title to my little message today, the wrong and right way to approach God. And to try to explain that, we are going to read from the Word of God, firstly, in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 18, from verse number 9, where we got a parable that the Lord Jesus told that is normally called the Pharisee and the Publican. Of course, for those who are Christians or for those who are familiar with the Bible, that sounds very familiar. But if it's anyone here who is not familiar with this terminology that we are using, let me just explain a little bit. A parable simply means a story that has a spiritual teaching. Many times there is an expression that is used, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So it's a story that the Lord Jesus told when he was here, but with the intention of having a spiritual lesson, a spiritual teaching. That is a parable. The parable is called the Pharisee and the Publican. The Pharisee here means someone who was very religious. That was back in the times of the Bible. There was a group of people in the province of Palestine, Israel, that they were called the Pharisees. They were very strict, not only following what the Bible says, the Old Testament, but also they were adding extra things on top of the Bible, and they demanded everybody to be like that, very religious. Anyone that wasn't like them, they looked down at them. They were not worthy of being there next to them. So those are the Pharisees. The publican, I know that publican today might have a different meaning, but back then a publican was simply a tax collector, someone that collected taxes from the people, for the government, in that particular case, for the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire ruled the earth for centuries, and they went to other countries, and they invited them, they fought against them to conquer them. So that means that this publican of the story here was the opposite to the Pharisee. He wasn't religious, well, very liberal, if we could use that word. But also, the publican have a reputation back then of taking money for the Roman government for the taxes, but keeping a little bit for themselves in many cases. But not only that, that when they gave the money to the Roman Empire, they were considered as traitors because they were stealing. They were taking money from their own people to the people that were invading them, that people that invaded them, they were taking control of them. So listen now to this story of the parable of the publican and the Pharisee. Let's read from verse 10 to go straight to the point here. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. This is what he said when he was praying with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. So this is the Pharisee. This is the religious person. This is the one that thought that was better than others. He went to the temple to pray. But the Bible says that when he stood up and prayed, he didn't pray to God. He was praying to himself. He believed that he was praying to God. But what he was really doing was talking to himself and making sure that everybody else was listening too. Now listen, please, carefully, the second part of the parable, the publican, the tax collector, the man with a bad reputation back then. It says in verse 13, and the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Can you see the contrast here? One man went to the temple to pray with himself to say, I am so good. I am so religious. All the stuff that I'm doing. The other man that had a very bad reputation, he went to the temple, and when he prayed, he asked for mercy. And he said, God, be merciful unto me. I am a sinner. So if you try to look a little bit into the details of what is going on here, we can take a little bit at home to take home with us. But let's listen to verse number 14. Now, verse number 14 is the conclusion of the parable, the conclusion of the story. It says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Which man? The Pharisee or the publican? The publican. This man, the publican, he went down to his house justified. Justified here means declared just. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. That is what the Lord Jesus said at the end. The wrong and the right way to approach God. What is the wrong way to approach God? The way in which the Pharisee did it. You might be thinking, but why? If the Pharisee is the religious person, why are you saying that that was the wrong way to approach God? I saw that that was all about religion, that you have to become religious to please God, and you have to follow all the rules and everything else to please God. My friend, this is the wrong way to approach God, because the Bible says that we all are sinners, that no one is perfect, that no one is sinless. And before I keep moving on here, I want to say something that maybe I have to have said from the very beginning of the message. The only right way to approach God is through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. There is no other name given unto men by which we must be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to God. No religion, no good works, no good behavior. You can try as hard as you want to. You can try to be the best that you can, but constantly you and I, we are going to fail. We will never reach God's standard. We will never. There is no one human being in this planet that can never say, I have done everything perfect in my life. I have never done anything wrong. And consequently, God has to open the gate of heaven for me when I die. My friend, it's hopeless. We are sinners. The speaker here is a sinner. The brother who was speaking at the beginning is a sinner. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the good news of the gospel message, the great news of the message of salvation, is that God loves sinners. And he loves sinners so much that although we are rebellious and we do everything against the will of God, God sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. That is the way to approach him, by him. That's why the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. Back to the parable. The Pharisee, the religious person, of course, he knew a lot about the Old Testament scriptures. He had a high reputation in the society of being very careful with the practice of his religion. But when he went to the temple to pray, he wasn't talking about the sins of God in his prayer. He was talking about himself. Everything was about me, 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 me. He was talking about, I do this, I do that, this is what I do. He said, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. That was not true. He was like other men. You might be saying, but he was a good person. He was like other men because he also was a sinner. I'm sure that there are people who are very respectable listening to this message right now. And I don't mean to offend anybody. I just have to say what the Bible says. We all are sinners before God. Salvation, entrance to heaven, doesn't have anything to do with who is a good person and who is a bad person. Salvation has to do with the fact that we sinners, we need a savior, someone who is sinless, someone who has never sinned. And the only person in the whole universe that qualifies as a sinless one is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I thank you, God, that I am not like other men. He was like other men. He was a sinner. And my friend, the speaker here again, I am a sinner. But I am a sinner that one day I heard the gospel, as you are doing right now, and I came under conviction of my sin. I realized that I was lost. And then I put my faith, my trust, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was my only Savior. I believed in him. I went unto him, and he saved me. There are sinners who are saved, and there are sinners who are not saved. How do I know that I'm saved? Because the Bible says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I believed in him. I had a moment in my life when I went unto him. This man said here, I am not like other men. My friend, we all are born as sinners. But here he keeps talking and he said, the other ones, they are extortioners, they are unjust, they are adulterers. And he said, even as this publican. I'm not going to go into the details of the different kind of sinful things that he mentioned here. He's talking about immorality, about being dishonest, about other kind of sins here that we don't need to go into detail. Because my friend, the point is this. It's not about how big your sin is or how many sins I have committed in my life. The point is we are sinners. We cannot be in God's presence. This man, he was ignoring that. And he said, not as this publican. He saw the publican coming in into the temple to pray as well. I can imagine the Pharisee looking at him. A publican, a traitor, taking money from the Jews to give to the invaders, the Romans, and even taking money for himself, extortioning other people. He said, I am above him. My friend, but the Bible says, very clearly, that the only one who is above everybody else is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is not other like him. And that's why everyone that has been preaching on this platform has repeated constantly that the message of the gospel is the message about one person and one person only, the Lord Jesus Christ. We preach Christ. We don't preach anything else. And every time that we preach the gospel, our effort should be concentrated in presenting the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that people can be attracted unto him. My friend, let me tell you, he is unique. He is completely far beyond anyone, anything that you might think about. He was the only person that walked here on earth that always pleased God the Father in every aspect of his life. A person like him, my friend, cannot be found anywhere else because there is not other one like him. Sinless, apart from sinners, pleasing God for all eternity. This one who is above everybody else. This one who is far beyond anything that you might think about. He went to a cross, a Roman cross, a place of torture, a place of suffering, humiliation, rejection. He went there, not because he deserved it, not because anything that he had done. He went there, moved only by the tremendous love, not just for the whole mankind, but for you and for me. The Lord Jesus Christ, the most wonderful person that has ever been on this planet, the only one who never sinned because couldn't sin at all. The Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. He led these people to nail him there, to crown him with thorns, to spit on his face. He did it all because he loved you. He loved you more than anyone else will never love you. He led sinful men to touch him and to do everything because it was necessary for him to be there on that cross to bear your sins and my sins. Because when he was there on the cross, bearing, taking on his body our sins, God dealt with our sins in the person of his son, the same way that sin need to be treated. The just died for the unjust. The Lord Jesus on the cross received the penalty, the punishment that my sins deserved and your sins too. The blood that he gave on that place, all the suffering that he bore, my friend, he did it because he loved you. He doesn't want you to be lost in eternity. He doesn't want you to be in the lake of fire for all eternity. And in his great desire to bring salvation to men, he went to the cross, he gave his blood, he gave his life, and he died for your sins. But I'm so glad when I preach the gospel, and then I come to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because then I can tell you with all the authority of the scriptures that the one who died on the cross, at the third day, he left that grave empty. It would be completely pointless, useless, if we were here speaking about one hero who died and still is buried. My friend, my Lord lives. My Savior lives. We are preaching one who defeated death, who suffered death because of our sins, but the death couldn't contain him. And when the moment came, the Lord Jesus Christ came out of the grave. Even Savior, my friend, this is what we are presenting to you this afternoon. This man didn't know anything about sin. He knew a lot about sin, but he didn't confess that he was a sinner. He believed that he was right. My friend, that is the wrong way to approach God. Believe in that religion. Believe in that good works. Believing that you can be better than others in order to be justified by God. People try to do that one way or another. Other people don't even try. But we want to tell you once again, that way is completely wrong. What is the right way to approach God? Look at the other man, the one that we called here the publican. He said here, standing afar off, he would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. My friend, this man had a completely different attitude than the other person. The other person, the Pharisee, he was there standing in the middle of everybody. And he just wanted people to listen what he was saying. And everybody said, wow, look at this Pharisee. He's fasting twice a week. He is giving the 10% of everything that he possesses. He's such a great person. The publican, he knew that he was a sinner. The other one was a sinner too. But this one, he realized that he was unworthy. And that's why he was standing afar off. And that's why he couldn't lift up his eyes unto heaven. He said something here very important. Look, the other man talked a lot. This one said only a few words. God, be merciful. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Merciful. He was asking for mercy. People said that mercy is when we don't receive the punishment that we deserve. If I have done something wrong, I deserve to be punished. But then I ask mercy, mercy. I know that I deserve what you are going to do to me, but please don't do it. You have the power to do it. You can't do it. but I ask for your mercy. That is what this man is saying here. God, I'm a sinner. I cannot excuse myself. You know me so well. But God, I believe that you are merciful. God, I believe that you want to forgive me. I believe that you are ready and you are willing to give forgiveness, to show you mercy to those that come to you in repentance with faith. This man was asking for this mercy because he knew that God was a merciful God. My dear friend, that's the right way to approach God, to come unto him as a sinner with conviction of your sin, but at the same time understanding the great mercy of God manifested, especially in sending his son, the Lord Jesus, to take our place on the cross to give us salvation. I have talked to many people over the years that they want to be Christians, or they want to go to heaven, they want to go to church. But then I asked them, so I said, well, that's very good that you're trying to, you are seeking, you are someone who is seeking for God. But do you think that you are a sinner? Oh, many people immediately get offended. I am not a sinner. I am a good person. So do you believe that you need forgiveness of your sins? No, I don't. Look, nobody is perfect, but a sinner that deserves, no, I am not. Once again, I'm sure that there are very nice people listening to this message this afternoon. We don't mean to offend, but we have to say this. If you want to be saved, you must come under the conviction of your sins. And you must come under the conviction of the uniqueness and the greatness of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners. When he said this, "Be merciful unto me, a sinner," the Lord Jesus finishes the story saying, "I tell you, this man, the publican, he went down to his house justified rather than the other, instead of the other." This word justification is so precious, but just in a few words, as we said before, to declare someone just. It's like if you are going before a judge and then you have to be found guilty or innocent. And then someone paid bail or paid something or does something to try to show that you are innocent. And then the judge at the end said, well, this person is declared innocent. Justification. Someone who is declared, according to the law, judicially just. My friend, that is what happened when someone approached God the right way. That was what happened to me when I trusted in the Lord Jesus. And many of these people who are listening to this message today, they have known the same situation in their life, to come to the Lord broken with the conviction of your sins. Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, give me salvation. The Lord said, that person is justified. The only way to approach God the right way is through the Lord Jesus Christ coming as a broken, lost sinner, asking for mercy. The last word that the Lord used in his parable said, everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled or abased. And he that humbles himself shall be exalted. My friend, if you believe that you can go to heaven by yourself, you are exalting yourself. And one day you will be humbled. When you get to eternity, and you will be eternally lost. But that doesn't have to happen to you. Today, you can humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, asking for his salvation. He is willing. He is ready to save you. He has saved so many. He can save you today. You come unto him. Maybe someone is in the opposite situation, and that's the last thing that I'm going to say. Maybe someone is in the opposite situation thinking, well, I am not thinking that I am good enough to go to heaven. On the contrary, I believe that I am completely unworthy and I will never be able to be saved. If it's anyone like that in this situation, listening to this message today, I want to tell you, God can save you. He wants to save you. He's just waiting for you to humble yourself before him and ask for salvation. The Lord is ready to save. How wonderful it would be that someone this afternoon will come unto him asking for salvation. Shall we pray?